call this meeting to order. It is 6:34. We have a quorum. Two more people.
Pledge of Allegiance.
And now, if you'll stand with us to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I won't be mean.
The treasurer has to hold it.
If you don't want to.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a little stand.
Good evening, everyone. I am the new trustee, Chris Kilpatrick. This is our new treasurer, Carol Tracy, and
the old
clerk, Michael Seeds.
Call a quorum.
We have a quorum with all three board members attending. And now we will go to approve the minutes of the December 17th regular meeting. Do I hear a motion?
You have a motion. I second that motion.
Discussion?
No.
No? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote passes 3-0. Now for the approval of the December 30th special year-end meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
I second. Discussion? I do.
Okay.
My concern is, and this has been brought to the attention, I was trying to print that off before I got here, people are concerned of vandalism to the new plaque. That's in the minutes on December 30th.
Okay.
To the new what?
Vandalism.
To the new plaque.
To the new plaque.
That we were doing for the Futhies.
For you guys. If we're not worried about it, it's just been brought up to me, and so I said I would say something of placement in the cemetery.
Okay. I guess my question to Gail is, have we had vandalism with the other stuff that's there?
I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll photograph some at a later time when we see what we got.
Right. They had vandalism down in Richland Cemetery, and that's what brought it to people's attention. So, I know.
We'll see what we come up with.
Right.
I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
All right. Vote?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Vote passes 3-0. Now we have the board reports with Michael.
It's been a little chaotic for the first couple weeks. Normal stuff that I normally do. Definitely helping out with the transition for the new board members. It's going pretty good, in my opinion. I'm looking forward to working with both of you. I think it'll be good. But other than that, it's just like I said, the normal stuff that we've been doing. We'll continue to help. I know that Katie is helping out Carol as much as possible. That she has time for, and I'm definitely trying to fit in where I can. I don't know everything that the trustee or the treasurer did, so there's certain things that I'm lost at, but we're getting through it, and it's working out well. That's all I have.
That's all you got? Carol?
Michael's been definitely very good this week, because I didn't get any of this stuff until late Sunday night, and so I've been trying to figure out where everything's filed, and it's been a little bit stressful this week, but I think it's coming along, and like I said, Michael's been fantastic to help. So I am still learning what I'm supposed to be doing, obviously. So we started, and this is where I go for this, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We started with a beginning balance of $333,886.08. The cleared transactions were $40,000.
No. Cleared balance, $293,000.
I know, but...
She was just saying...
The cleared transactions were $40,077.97, which put our cleared balance at $293,808.11. Our uncleared transactions are $23,297.88, which after those clear, we'll have $270,510.23. Are there any questions about that?
You didn't print out vouchers, did you?
No, because I emailed.
That's
fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, I just saw that.
The email of the voucher.
Yeah.
But
I've reviewed them. I know
I've reviewed them too. Okay. So many times.
I've got the checks. That
yeah,
doesn't count.
That's fine.
I'm sure it's all fine. I think
when we go,
you have looked at it.
Yeah, when we go to sign it, I can bring it up on my phone so we can check to make sure the checks reconcile with the voucher report.
Okay.
So we need to a
motion to approve vouchers.
Aye.
You second the motion.
Oh, second.
Okay.
Discussion? None? Call to vote?
Aye.
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 Vote passes 3-0 to approve the vouchers for December of 2020. Correct?
2021.
It's, and some of 21.
Yeah, 21. Yeah.
Okay. All right, overseer's report. Sorry, I wasn't able to print more of these. We have. Where did it go?
I've got here. Do you want to read this one?
I got it here. Hey, that's agenda. Might be steal it.
I did. Let's see if I got two.
Do you
want to
read this one?
Yeah, I'll just read that one. I made three of them because we have a little problem in the shop with a little extra vermin running around, and they decided to chew up a couple wires. And so after soldering them back together, I was able to make the printer work. Anyways, beginning overview. Was an issue with smoking in the equipment in the shop, and that has been addressed and taken care of, and they have cleaned up that mess. I'm looking to start a daily log sheet for all employees to fill out to complete daily on everything they complete. A maintenance routine schedule, when to grease certain equipment after so many use, basically by the books that we have, the equipments need to be maintained. That way they can last us several years. I met with one pest control company and talked with five, and we have quotes for that on the agenda. We have rocked several miles. Just 1 second. It's on here. Well, this month, minus today, she couldn't get me a number for today, we hauled 2,276.64 tons of rock this month. And so we've moved some material around. He was able to grade a few roads after the last moisture. It looks like we're getting moisture again on Monday. So those that didn't get graded will get graded this next round. A few of the housing additions that we had work request on were hit. Examples: Blazing Meadows, Queens Lace. That's one that runs into Queens Lace, right?
Yes.
Okay. 134th was also, and it still needs one more load. At the shop, you may have noticed that we have stripped off the topsoil and started hauling some screenings in so we can get in there when it's wet. This week, Randy has hauled in. He didn't quite get the 20 loads. He'll have to finish that tomorrow, but we have stockpiled some gray rock for when the quarry runs out. We have it. There's no running out. So I will be making a list of the roads to grade and fix this next week. Well, over the weekend for the next moisture coming up. We're going to be hauling off the concrete and debris that has piled up in the new yard. I've been cleaning the shop for inventory and just have a nice place to put equipment to work on. We had a work request for trees that were blocking the view, and Doug, our part-time guy, went out and trimmed the trees at 140th and Santa Fe about 200 feet by hand. Way more than I expected him to do. But I tell you, he's a hard worker.
Can I add another intersection to that?
Another one, Ross?
70th and Tewakene, southwest corner, is totally blind there. You go by there every
yep.
day.
Yep, I know them people very well. That's coming up for clearing. Okay. They've given me permission to clear back both ways.
Hope that works.
So, yeah, that is Higdon's, Demi Higdon's. Yep. They buy hay from me, and I talk to him. That's on our part of our tree clearance schedule.
Would help.
Yeah, because it is terrible. Any others? You've been in that truck?
Not offhand.
I'm going to drive the entire township this weekend and make a list of everything. We had a complaint on the neighborhood watch about 180th 1, which is west of Butler Road. That complaint's been taken care of on our end. Rose Hill's been notified about their holes in the chip seal. I guess a citizen went down and borrowed some of the rock and put it in those holes in the chip seal.
I want to ask about that. My understanding, or what Randy told me, and if I misunderstood it, but when he's been grading mm-hmm. some of our rock and dirt onto the Rose Hill side to help fill up some of those holes.
Yep. He's been trying, because I don't know how many of you've driven it.
It's bad.
But it's terrible right at the end of their chip seal meeting ours. And so the problem is it's way too flat there, and a lot of water sits there. And so the amount of traffic that road's get, it needs a lot of attention. But Randy has graded things to fill in them holes. And the city said it's on their list of things to go through and patch on their end. And so we hauled two loads over there, took care of our end.
I'll make sure Rose Hill knows that we've done them solids for a couple of years now.
I have. And We're going to do another solid, because they don't have a bush hog, but if you look on the south side, it's growing up, and we're starting to get trees and everything back in there. And so I've talked with the guys and just told them, if we go down there to mow anyway, let's just take that one pass, mow it, and be done, and make it look nice.
Okay.
I said we hauled 2,300 tons of rock. We have the International Pro Star died on Doug a couple of times. That's the only piece of equipment that's down right now. It's not on our agenda, but probably for next month, we'll need a fence. Okay. Talk about fence for the new area.
Okay.
Not the entire area.
Oh, okay. Not all 10 acres.
Just
around the rock.
Just a portion, you know, so My plan is out there not only to store rock, culverts, material, but we'll have topsoil we bring in because you can only use so much on the edge of the ditches. You don't put topsoil in the road. It just creates a mess. And so eventually I'd like to be able to give some of that topsoil back to citizens needing it. But long term, I'd also like to be able to, where we have our burn pile, for our citizens to be able to add their tree limbs. Because not everybody has a big fancy place they can burn. Some of these places are smaller, and the city's yards never open. So if we can keep that under control, then there'll be times that citizens can go dump out there. But that's a discussion for another deal. The rest of it's for me to talk about afterwards. All right, so trustees report. I'm a trustee and the overseer. It's a fun job. Like Carol said, Michael's been a blessing. He has helped out a lot. And we have talked more in the last week
than ever. Yeah.
But, you know, he's been a great help. And I want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
And so, on the land, we're waiting on Jeff and his wife to sign some paperwork, correct?
Correct. I'll be meeting with him tomorrow to work on the clerk's report.
Right.
So I'll ask him about that tomorrow.
Get that done. My vision is to get the roads back in shape, get the trees trimmed back, get our signs put up, keep the equipment nice, up to date, maintained. But, you know, continue chip sealing, because that's helped tremendously. And so we have road counters coming whenever. We put in an application to get them again. So we'll have some more information, road counts. We know there's some high traffic roads out there, but more data the better. The employees have been great. I mean, I ask them to do something and it gets done. There's no questions. So, good group of guys. Even Gail's been in hauling for us. We're shorthanded. He's done a good job helping us out. So, we're going to try to save money where we can so we can put more money towards the roads. And that's all I have for that. Anybody have any questions for me? Nope. All right. Well, our first order of business. Consider sending the township annual report to the Butler County Clerk by January 31st of 2021.
Just to give everybody a little bit of update, it's the annual report that we have to do for the county every year, which just basically shows all of our budget, what we spent for the year. Katie filled it out for this year, and she will sign it since it was from last year. So just to guys give you guys an update of what that is.
Do I hear a motion to approve this?
I'll motion.
I second.
Discussion? Call to vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Second order of business, consider Chad Andrews CPA for 2020 audit. He cost around $7,500 to do the audit.
Last year was $7,000.
So figure he'd probably go up a little bit. So we just want to be cautious, give everybody an idea. And then getting the audit to him no later than February 28th. Is that enough time?
Absolutely. Once we get this signed off,
We're good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody's got enough time.
All we have to do is give them access to the OneDrive and they go and do their stuff now.
Perfect. All right.
That's why it was cheaper last year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know I like saving money.
Me too.
So, motion to approve Chad Andrews, CPA, for the 2020 audit.
I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote carries 3-0. All right. Consider KMAG accounting practices for 2021. This is with the Chad Andra. Help me out with this, Michael.
It's basically, it's just the Kansas accounting practices that we follow. There is the other one, which is GAAP, which is not required by the state of Kansas and is a lot more involved. So we just vote on it every year to continue with what's approved by the state of Kansas.
Right. So that way we keep our books legal and there's no hiding anything. He's really good. And his assistant, all them guys are really good.
Yeah.
I motion to approve the KMAG accounting practices for 2021.
Second. Sorry.
You're all right. Discussion? None. Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote carries 3-0. Fourth order of business is consider pest control for township buildings. I had got several bids, and All-Star got back with me the quickest the same day. And basically, we have this price will go down too. That's another thing. Fire department is going to take care of their own.
Oh, okay.
They're not worried about us pushing it in there.
Okay. But we just want to make sure that they keep on top of their side.
I'm going to double check with Chief tomorrow, but I told Judd that with us doing this, we're going to be pushing the mice to them, so they need to make sure they do something.
Okay.
And he said that's fine.
All right. And All-Star is a Rose Hill company.
All-Star is based out of Rose Hill. There's, I want to say Cindy, the lady that runs it, she's very nice and was very on top of everything. Her technician, Justin, he'd come out within a few hours, looked over everything, wrote down everything that we needed, gave me an estimate right there on the spot, where everybody, one company wanted $50 to come estimate. And, you know, but they were the cheapest, they were the quickest. So I make a motion to approve the pest control for township buildings and use.
I would like for you to change the motion just a tad.
Okay.
Say up to $260 and up to $150 bi-monthly.
That seems high. It's not
the initial for as many traps as they're going to put out, and it's going to go down with. You got to think of the building in thirds. You have the fire department, which is a third. You have the workshop, which is a third, and technically the one that's not concreted is a little bit smaller. And so, with us having the agricultural and the fields around us, we're going to have mice control problems forever.
And it's not just mice control.
Going to be mice, spiders, termites, ants, everything. And they will come in and right off the bat, they're going to do 6 traps inside the shop. And then there's going to be about 20 to 24 mouse traps put out there. And then several glue traps, a lot of bait, because they want to get control on it quickly because...
Well, do they come?
It is terrible.
Twice a month, then? Is that what?
Every other month.
Every other month.
Oh.
Every other month. Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly.
We pay bi-monthly. He comes monthly.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they got to check it so often because we don't want that smell going on. And if he said if we notice that we do start calling, he'll come out and take care of it real quick. It's just part of it. All right, so... Motion to approve the pest control for township buildings up to $260 for the initial application and then up to $150 bi-monthly afterwards.
What's the time limit on this? Yearly or?
Yearly.
Man, And after a year, we can boot him out.
After a year. Well, technically, we're not signing a contract.
Okay.
This is just a, they'll just take care of it for us. That way, he comes out, gives me a call, says, hey, I'll be here. So I just got to make sure the building's unlocked for him.
Not a contract.
It's not a contract. We won't be locked into a contract.
That's what I want.
So if somebody comes in and gets us cheaper, then they can match it, or we'll go with the cheaper one. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Discussion? I think we did that already. Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Our fifth order of business, consider closing out Emprise Bank credit card that Robert was using, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's under Robert's name.
And switch to the American State Bank debit cards for Carol and I, so she can get her annual supplies for the treasurer, paper, ink, pens, whatever. And then $2,500 per incident. So very seldom would I ever have to use it. If we have to go somewhere else to get something fixed that we don't have a account at, then I don't have to call for a special meeting or words. Come on, words.
Put it on the
wait until the next meeting to get something fixed. Like right now, the truck's been sitting there for a few days because the part's over the spending limit.
I'm not sure I need one. I mean, I talked to... I
would like... Either you or me should have one as well in case, you know, Chris falls off a turnip truck and we need to buy something.
Okay.
That's my only reason. And you are the only one that really needs... Okay. The paper and stuff like that, and if we need paper from you, we can just get it from you. That's my only thing.
Okay.
If you feel uncomfortable with it, I'll be...
No, I'll just stay at the, I guess, with the computer.
Well, you know,
and there's
it beats writing a check, and then you have to chase somebody down for a signature. That's the better thing about it is you go get your paper and whatever and be done with it.
Okay.
You don't have to chase us down for a signature, because that's a bad thing about having checks is you got to chase the second person down.
And the other thing that I want to bring up whenever it comes to this, just for the citizens to understand, is that there is the capability of setting alerts on these debit cards. So if there's a charge that occurs that's over, let's say, $250, it will alert all three of us that a charge has been done, so we can check that and make sure that Chris isn't going crazy. If we see Bison Chris, liquor on there, then
Chris
we'll
isn't
know.
Going crazy.
Have you got all the cards that's been floating around out there now?
I have. There's only one credit card, and I have it in my possession now.
Yeah.
And we're paying the final bill on it and closing it out.
That is correct.
Yep, it'll come down here in a little bit. All right. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Already did that. Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Item number 6, consider updating township account to add new officers and subtract the old officers. Basically, it's just taking Jeff and Katie off and putting Carol and I on. So, do I have a motion for item number 6?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Item number 7, consider mailbox key transfer from Katie Gossman to Carol Tracy. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Second.
Okay. Well, did I don't you, have to third you, it.
No, you did. Oh, did you second it?
I
no,
second.
I did a motion.
Did.
Oh, you did?
I second. I said second.
Okay, sorry.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Did you say aye?
I did.
Sorry.
Yes,
this is why I like going last.
Item number 8, consider truck and equipment repair as needed, up to $5,000. Looking over some old receipts, that's kind of what we've been averaging. I think they spent $4,000 something on the brakes here.
So
in
does
the
this
middle of last year, beginning of last year on the red truck, I think.
Yes.
Another one of them deals where it just eliminates truck backhoe, something being down that long. If it's something truly major, then it'll wait till the meeting. But most of the time, tires, you know, they're about $3,000. Put them on the entire truck.
So does this go into our projected balance sheet that we have to do? Mm-mm. That's not okay. Okay.
This is just so if we need to fix something,
you can do it.
We don't have to wait for us to meet or call for a special meeting.
Okay. I think our limit was 2,500 before. So you're overriding that by another, you're doubling it, which is fine.
I just trying to find all that stuff.
if I could just say this, it would really help Carol if you have something like that happen, she gets an immediate notice of an infant charge and something like that. That can add up. You have 3 of those a month. And
well, I mean, if we've got, I hope we're all in conversation whenever it comes to that. Again, going back to the point of using the credit card through ASB&T, we would be alerted on something like that already. So we would be.
Do your vendors do that? Do the vendors call? Like if you went down to truck stop place and fixed the tires and it was $3,500, do they text you guys?
No, probably. I don't know.
I
would say no, we don't have that set up currently.
I was just trying to be helpful.
Hey, for 6 months I've been doing brakes and truck brakes and tractor brakes for Belcher.
Yeah, I do brakes too.
You don't have to take trucks and trailers to the shop no more.
Yeah, no, it's more for motor work and stuff like that. Because them trucks are starting to get miles on them where we're going to have issues with injectors. I think the red truck, the engine brake isn't working.
Yeah.
And so when that thing's loaded, that's a little hard to get stopped. Things like that. So, like PT2, the belly dump is down right now. It died on Doug twice. So we're nervous about having him drive out there. If it's a fuel solenoid, that's $1,000. And so it just eliminates us having to meet just to get something fixed.
So
and if we need to go to 2,500, I'm okay with 2,500.
Well, we don't. No, I mean, I mean,
I'm just trying to eliminate us having to meet in an emergency situation. Now, they call us back and say it needs an engine, and it's going to be $50,000. We're going to have to meet.
Yeah.
But I just want to get this stuff repaired and get it back on the road instead of waiting until a meeting.
And I'm totally fine with that. I think that with what Julie talked about, if we just amend this business to state that if it is up to that price, that all board members will be alerted.
Oh, yeah, you guys will be notified every time something's going to get fixed or repaired.
Which is, if you could just state that as part of it, then we can just make sure.
I will.
If you're okay with that, Carol.
I am perfectly fine with that, yeah. All right. So, I make a motion for the truck and equipment repair as needed up to $5,000 and notify all board members prior to this decision to fix. Do I have a second?
Well, do you want a price tag for when they get notified, i.e. for about? amounts over so much?
It's up to 5,000, so.
It's up to 5,000. Anything over that, we'll have to have a meeting.
If it's over 5,000, it has to be approved by the board at a meeting.
I know.
Okay.
But you're getting notified for any repairs up to $5,000. Is there a minimum at?
That he doesn't.
At 2,500, less than 2,500, you don't need to notify, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you'll spend $5 and.
True.
Required to notify.
How about between the 25 and the 5,000?
Anything over 2,500.
So let's do this again. Scratch the last part. I make a motion to approve the truck and equipment repair as needed up to 5,000, and to notify the board of anything over $2,500. Do I have a second?
I second.
Discussion? Vote? Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Okay. Consider purchase of 1-ton four-door pickup for multi-purpose township use up to $35K. This is to start a conversation about this, because our current township truck, the old fire truck, four-wheel drive, does not work. What else?
That needs to be fixed before Monday.
Well, I don't think we're gonna get snow, but yes. It served its purpose for us. And I have talked with the other townships around us, and we get the same discount on a truck that we do on any of the equipment. And so, this is to get others' opinions about this issue. As you're sitting quietly. Because technically we can't decide this stuff outside of here. We can chat a little bit, but I'd like to do it. A big expenditures in the meeting.
I think it's logical, and I think it makes sense for us to look at another vehicle. That truck we got pretty cheap, and we haven't put a lot into it, but it's on its last leg. But I would ask that we table this until you find out more information of what kind of vehicles, what our prices are, stuff like that. Come back with some ones that you've looked at or that we've had a chance to look at.
Right.
And then make a decision.
Are there any requirements that you two have for a truck?
Yes, Gail.
You gonna put the flatbed that's on that one over on the new one?
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna have? Just a bed?
Everything will fit in that bed. I mean, 8-foot bed.
You're gonna be a dually?
This is why we're talking about it.
Is there gonna be a dually? Is the snowplow gonna fit on it or what?
I have to check to see about the snowplow fitting on it. That is one thing we'll have to see. So what it'll take.
The flatbed thing was, if you put the flatbed on, it needs to have a hoist on it.
Right. Yeah, no, don't really want a dually just because of the fact that it's too wide.
Dualies aren't that great in the snow. Mud anyway.
Yeah.
But if you put the flatbed,
you don't want a snowplow dually for a snowplow.
Right, it'll be something that we look at. It's like a package deal. This is why I put this on here, for us to get to talking about, you know. I wanted a four-door because if I need to, let's say we move the equipment somewhere and I need to get two guys in the truck or three guys in the truck, I can't do it. I got to make two trips. And
just make Steve ride on the back.
Yeah, you can put him in the back on your
own. Right, well, you know, I'm not that mean of a boss, you know.
I may suggest you get a little more specific on your specs. You said four-door, you want four-wheel drive, engine, what kind of engine do you want?
Well, I will look at both gas and diesel. I mean, it's really prices and what they can do for us.
Maybe he could ride in some quotes. Do you guys?
No, I'm not a guy to quote you. I'm just saying to specify what it is you want so that you know what you're looking for.
That's what my question is. That's why I put it on here.
Is the red truck a diesel or a gas?
It's gas. It's our only gas pickup. And, I mean, the new anything new, probably, I'm going to say 12 or newer, outside of a Duramax or a 6 liter, I'm not a very good mechanic on.
Well,
I've had Duramaxes and I've got 6.0s and they're easy to work on. You're not a Dodge fan, right?
Yes,
you can be honest, I don't care.
Gas is far cheaper to repair.
Huh?
Gas is far cheaper to repair when it does break down.
How many miles do we put on it a year?
We don't know.
So gas, even if...
You can get 250,000 miles out of the gas, but the big gas V8 on my dually flatbed, it's got an 8.1 Vortec, and heck, I got almost 250,000 on it, and it pulls 5,000-pound lawn service trailer 30 weeks out of the year,
right?
12 hours a day, stop and go city driving.
And
you just don't tear the hell out of them.
The reason I put 35K is because I talked with Rich, went down here, and they got a brand new crew cab Dodge diesel for 33, four-wheel drive. You know, it's a utility. It's a work truck. It's got the vinyl floors and everything.
You buy a new truck, you're going to have a lot of depreciation in the first few years.
But that truck we go to buy is $50,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes a difference. If we look at used, we pay used.
Yeah.
So, we got to weigh all of our options.
And you don't know how hard that truck's been used either.
Well, it was a fire department truck, so.
No, I mean, if you
look at a used vehicle, used, right.
Right. You don't know what.
You don't know what it's been through because nobody's ever honest when they turn the truck in. I'll vouch for that because I bought one and he was not honest about it.
I mean, again, I like the idea. I would just like to, you know,
right.
have
More.
You go find what you want, what you think we need, and then we can look at the specs or see it,
right.
and then make a decision next month.
Okay.
If you guys are okay with that.
I'm totally fine.
I just don't want to write you a check for $35,000.
No, I get that.
Okay.
I get that. No, we're not. There was, I told you in the conversation, it was just to get it started. So
okay.
Big purchases like this, I want to make everybody aware of. And so it may not happen for a month. It may be 2 months. I want to get the best deal possible. And so something that we have talked about, and so we want to talk about it with the public. So I make a motion to table this until the next meeting.
Follow motion, whatever. Yes, second. Totally confused on how we do this.
Julie?
No, you're doing fine.
Did we do it right?
You have to vote.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a vote.
Okay.
Vote
motion,
and
second.
To vote. I don't think
discussion we've had. Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote passes 3-0.
Table to next
one. All right. Number 10. Consider ways to consolidate some paper usage as far as like treasurer's reports, and as you can see.
Okay. I've already.
You've done a pretty good job at it already.
Because Katie showed me what to print off, and it was 10 pages, and I made it to 4 already. But then some of this that I printed seems to be repetitious. So
here's the question. The question is, the majority of the paperwork that we print out is for you guys, the citizens, which includes all these reconciliation reports, accounting reports, last month's meeting minutes that we approve, and the agenda and overseer's report.
Yeah, you'll have that next time.
The question is do you guys mind if all these reports are on the website after the meeting or before the meeting? So do you guys want all that paperwork during these meetings to review, or is it okay that if you guys want one, we can email it to you, or we could print one out for you, or you guys can just go to the website where it's all located?
All on the website, right?
You'll still have the agenda.
It all gets on the website after the meeting.
But we're looking
most of the stuff does.
Can I
think that's
suggestion? I think honestly, Phil, I could have the free freedom to do this job as she wants to do it.
Right, that's why we're...
Tracks the cost and the stuff coming in because I never saw such a mess.
Well, I also want to make sure that the citizens of our township have the opportunity to say whether or not they want these documents or not.
Right.
Yeah, which ones do you guys...
If they want it, then we need to continue to provide it.
Can it be posted on the website and like on the Facebook page, like the morning of the meeting?
There is no... The website, from the agenda standpoint, we can get that done. The accounting...
I was going to say, and then if people want to print it, they can print it and then just, you know... Because I hate killing papers and trees and whatever, so... Especially if you're printing 10 pages of the same thing and it's redundant. I do that with my job every day. It drives me crazy. But I have to do it because that's my guidelines. I can't get around it, but...
I'm mainly worried about Gail and Ed.
And maybe you can have it, if you request in advance a paper copy.
I mean...
Okay. If you don't know if two people show up to the meeting or 50.
Exactly.
Right.
So you're just printing out 10 copies and half of them don't have...
A home.
Yeah.
We've wasted paper.
I kind of like the idea of having the agenda and the basic stuff you're going to go over that are coming up.
All that other...
You like seeing the previous, because I don't attend every meeting. But can it be double-sided also? I mean, some of this is, it looks like.
It all depends on whether or not when we print it. If, like on my printer, I have to take it out, put it back in, then feed it back through. So.
The other thing is, if we print out, like, all the detailed accounting summaries, we will each get a copy. So if you have a question that night, you can always come up and look at ours, or we can let you look at it. Does that sound okay?
What if we just did this one for them?
No.
Show them that's the beginning balance. I think most everybody wants to know the beginning balance, the end balance.
That's what we talk about in the meeting.
Because for sure. We talk about everything that we've spent and done. Mm-hmm. That's on the rest of the pages. And so, I don't know. Would you be happy with just the...
She doesn't want to use the system Katie used. I mean, really it is... her prerogative, and then whatever she develops is what the citizens will get, as long as it's an accurate.
Yeah, what do you think about the program?
Well, I'm just figuring it out, so yeah, it'll take me by next month I will definitely feel more comfortable.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
2 years of while on Katie's
pressure. I think that again, okay. It sounds like to me, and you know, this doesn't, it's not a dictatorship by our board, and we want to hear from you guys, but it sounds like we can basically eliminate it if we get it up on the website, and we will also have copies here for the board members for us to see, and if you guys want to see it, we can, and then we're also going to print out the reconciliation summary, the numbers that she lists, that she gives off every month for everyone to have.
And I think there was a request for the agenda.
I'm just talking about the accounting reports.
We're looking at cutting it down to you guys for the agenda, the overseer's report, last meeting minutes, and the reconciliation.
Maybe
so
the voucher list.
No, voucher is not seen by the citizens.
4 pages instead
it's not,
of
no. You just don't let them see it. Or
I mean, it's our checks that you'll see in the next month because that's what we're paying for is for the previous month, so that will be part of the accounting. Reports that you see.
It's all in here.
And those will be posted before the meeting? So
the agenda can be. The overseer's report technically could be. And all of the accounting reports can be. The only thing that we can't post is the meeting minutes from the previous month because we have to vote to approve those.
Right.
So what accounting stuff could you put up there?
What?
You can put it all.
I put all of it up there.
Before the meeting?
I normally did it after the meeting, but I can definitely change my procedures to do it before. As long as you get them to me. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So
once I get them, I can throw them out there.
So basically, we can cut it down to printing this. The agenda, meeting minutes, reconciliation summary, and the overseer's report.
And then each of us will have the...
We'll have the entire...
Yeah.
Deal here.
Yeah.
That way, if somebody wants to see it,
They can see it.
Okay, so I get this correct.
If we can, absolutely. I mean, you know, so that's the other interesting thing about it. Chris is responsible for the agenda and currently the overseer's report because he's acting overseer. So with that printer, he could double-side it if he needs to. I print out the meeting minutes from the previous month, and she prints out that. So it is what it is.
It's all about
we're going to be saving a lot of time and paper, that's for sure.
Yep. Okay, so bear with me. All right. What number was it on?
10.
All right. Item number 10, make a motion to consolidate the paper usage of the treasurer's report for the public down to the reconciliation summary, the agenda, the previous township minutes, and the overseer's report.
Well, the only thing she has, though, is the treasury part. You have the other
stuff. Yeah, you're
right.
But 10.
I'm just saying that we're cutting all the paper down.
But you can't vote on it that way because it says treasure on number 10.
Mm. That's fine. Just take out the word treasure.
We'll take out the.
So consider ways of consolidating paper usage.
For the board.
For the
as
board.
Far as reports for the meetings to X, Y, and Z.
All right. Well, I might as well just motion it, huh? Make it easier.
You're gonna have to motion.
All right, I make a motion to consolidate the paper usage down to the agenda, previous board meeting minutes, overseer's report, and the reconciliation summary for the public.
I'll second.
Discussion we've had. Vote. Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right. I got to turn everything around here. I don't get all screwed up again.
Agenda on top.
Yep. That's what I'm getting back to. I had a drink here. Michael, didn't you say this is most items you've had?
It's most I've ever seen in the 4 or 5 years that I've been coming to these meetings, so.
Let's get her done.
Let's do it.
All right. So one thing Carol and I had campaigned on was dropping our pay down to $200 a month. So we're considering the board member pay reduction to $200 per month and then recognizing mileage. When we get the truck, mileage won't really play a factor because we'll be able to use the truck. But to recognize mileage, say, Carol, you can get supplies, take a quick shot of your odometer when you leave, when you get back. Done. Or write it down. I mean, it's simple. If you're not worried about it, then don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it.
But like...
Can I just offer something? And I know you don't want to hear it, but honestly, I think they do. Michael is having to spend so much time right now, and Carol is having to spend so much time. You're having to spend so much time. Maybe you could table that reduction to March or April.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I'm getting there.
Oh.
I'm getting there. Like, it's something that we had talked about and told you guys, but as Julie stated and as we've stated, yes, this is a lot of work. And I've been bothering Michael till 8, 9, 10 o'clock.
It's 10:30 last night.
10:30 last night.
My wife had to let me know that.
I was up till 3.
I put my phone on silent.
Yep. I was up till 3 one night trying to get the computer to work, and no bueno. So... we were going to try to do this, but with the amount of time that we're spending, Michael's spending, Carol's spending, I think we will table that for a month or two until things settle in, we settle down, and then we'll revisit this item.
One point of discussion I'd like to talk about whenever it comes to when we bring this back up. First of all, I have no problems with dropping this at all. But I want to make sure that the citizens that are here understand it's our own personal cell phones that we utilize. It is it's my personal computer and my personal
printer
that's being utilized. They've got one, so that's not a big deal. And when it was in the past, they used to get $250, then I believe it was $150 for each special meeting and mileage. My biggest problem with this is the mileage. I would rather us say $200, that's it, no matter how much you drive, or if we want to increase it up to $225 or $210.
It's not really going to affect me.
I know it's not going to affect you. I know. It's just that I don't like.
I was just trying to look out for you guys.
No,
doing
I don't.
Personal vehicles.
No. I just don't. I don't think.
And I'm okay with that. We
then
just
want to take off the recognized mileage.
Well,
no, we're just going to wait a little bit. I mean,
and another thing that we have to make sure that we do, if we do vote on it, that we have to put it in the paper 2 weeks before it actually goes into effect.
Right.
So at the end of this meeting, let's say we did it this month,
right.
We would still get paid the old pay next month because we wouldn't have enough time for it to be in the paper. Just a nice little government thing. Welcome.
All right. So item number 11, consider board member pay reduction to $200 per month. I make a motion to table this.
Second the motion.
Discussions happen. Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote carries 3-0. And it's not that we're greedy, guys. It's not that at all. But it's going to happen. It's just, well, I spent 3 hours at the shop Saturday. Well, this last Saturday, countless hours doing this. I'm going to drive around this entire weekend trying to get things done to better the township. And so just bear with us.
Everything will get easier.
We make promises and we're going to hold up to them. All right. Item number 12. Consider adding automatic email notices of meetings and agendas via the township website. We had talked about this. You were going to check into it.
Didn't have an opportunity.
I didn't have an opportunity to do it, so we'll table that because I know several people would like to know if we have special meetings or just get an alert when the meeting is. Kind of like the county does it, I know, because they send me one every time there's a meeting, and I get tired of it, but I have to. So that is something that we're going to look into. Also, I'm going to add looking to, well, we can talk about it, but for the people that can't be here because of medical issues, they asked, well, I texted you earlier, they asked about us being able to do a live video, Zoom, Facebook, whatever. And so, of course, we didn't have enough time tonight by the time I saw that, so I like to check into that because I know there are some older people that have health issues that just can't get up here. So, I mean, do you guys have a problem being on video?
No. We do put the recordings out pretty much right afterwards. I know it's
right.
Not.
It's not the same. They want to be involved and ask questions and stuff like that. I'm like, well, come to the meeting. Well, the one lady's in a wheelchair, and let me tell you, it's not easy for her to get out of the house. I've seen it.
You might want to check with the bank when you guys go check the accounts. And see if they'll let you piggyback since it's at night. They might let you have access as a guest on their internet where you can do that.
Right. That's another thing. We've got to have Wi-Fi. Yeah.
And we would have to have a Zoom account. Right now, the Zoom account is my work Zoom account.
So we need to get it. Okay. Well, we'll put that on there.
And everything. You'd have to have some kind of device, either a phone or a computer.
You would have to have a computer. I mean, that had a camera on it.
Like
and
that
you have
one?
To have good enough internet.
Like the one I brought, that one.
I don't know.
Yours has a camera.
I've never seen it.
Well, you Zoomed me today. I've never Zoomed.
I did, but you didn't do a camera. You didn't do, does it have a camera on it?
You don't have to have video. Video slows it way down.
So, right. So
we don't.
We could do audio. Yeah. You're right. We could just do audio, no video.
Right. The people just want to be able to hear it and say something.
Yeah. Well, I think they might want to see you.
If they saw me a month ago, they might have laughed.
No, are you right?
Ask Michael. He is a total transition from a month ago to now. Okay, so item number 12, considering adding the automatic email notices, meetings, and agendas via the township website, and looking to Zoom. I make a motion to table that until next meeting so we can have some more information. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Vote.
Aye.
Vote carries 3-0. Okay, item number 13. Consider repair refurbish contract with Best Buy for township computer equipment. Basically, what it is like that thing back there needs a lot of work. And so you pay Best Buy $200, they take care of it, the printer. Done. What they do, and you were talking about some other companies that you happen to get to look at that.
No.
But something needs to be done in a hurry because the battery's dying and it restarts about every 5 minutes. Sometimes I can get, I'll tell you, I type this agenda probably 150 times. And so it is a pain. And so it costs $200 a year.
But you might not need to do it every year once it gets cleaned up.
Right. Get it cleaned up, get it working right. I don't have to worry about it for quite a while. But if something happens in that year, then I can just say, drop it off, fix it, go pick it up. He's heard horror stories. I've had good luck. I'm just looking at taking some of the load off of you. And so,
and I'm fine with Best Buy.
Good deal. All right, so let's just move on down. All right, I make a motion to use Best Buy to repair and refurbish the computer and printer.
Computers and printers.
They do all of them for that?
Yep, both of them.
Well, not exactly. They do one, and then you take the next one in, and that belongs to your sister. And then the next one belongs to your brother.
What?
As long as it's immediate family.
Well, we need to do it right. We aren't a family.
No, they did tell me today that they'll do two computers and one printer for $200.
Okay.
See, there you go. And it's all township, so if as a trustee, I don't see anything wrong with that. If you do it business-wise, I've checked with them, with their Geek Squad, and it's really high price. And they come out, you don't even have to take it in.
Yeah, well, we don't need that.
You don't need all that.
Right, no. So, no. Just a simple fix.
Sorry, go ahead.
Really need to have a contract and pay for that over and over again?
No, it's just a one-year deal. It's $200 for the year. It's like having a warranty.
Okay. Because I've used Rivet Computer quite a bit, and I bought a lot of used computers up from there and had real good luck.
Yeah.
Do you know what they charge?
Yes. Last time I bought an older laptop for $200.
I did too.
I guess if it's under 250.
Just make motion to Best Price 200 or under 200.
Yeah. All right, there we go.
Let's do approximately.
Approximately, okay.
Now, will you?
I make a motion to, let's see.
Purchase a repair refurbished contract.
Yeah, a repair refurbished contract for the computers and the printers for approximately $200 a year.
And we can check with Best Buy or Revit.
Right. On whoever has the best deal.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion? I guess I made the motion. Yep. Do I have a second?
Second.
We've discussed it. Vote.
Aye.
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 Okay, vote carries. 3-0. Okay, so item number 14, consider account changeover when our current check supply is depleted.
Those were just bought.
Right.
So we were
supposed to change our account number when the board changed, but they just bought a book of checks. And so how long does that book last?
I don't know how many is in there.
I don't know how long it lasts. I haven't.
I think there's 200 of them in there.
Probably.
So we probably.
Very expensive.
Yeah, it was like $250, I think, for.
Yeah.
So.
So we're not going to just chuck them to the curb. We're going to wait. When she gets low on checks, then we'll change the account numbers and do everything right then. All right. I make a motion to do the account changeover when our current check supply is depleted. Do I have a second?
I second.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right. Item number 15. You want to do that one separately? Because it's kind of part of the old. We'll just do it separately. All right. Item number 15. Consider multiple culvert purchases needed for main roads, i.e. 160th, 180th, Prairie Creek. This is buying them in bulk. We get a little better price. I had some emails. I haven't had a chance to look at them today from one place. And it was a considerable amount of money. So this gives us the chance for, let's say, we need something to do. We'll go out and put a culvert in. I mean, really, we have them on hand, and so we can just get it done.
Oh, it's not, okay. It's not if you have something to do. I thought you meant like you guys weren't doing anything, so
right.
Let's go put on the culvert.
No, okay. It's like, right. We, no.
Roads are perfect.
Yeah, roads are good. We're good. No, this gives us, and buy them in bulk. There's a place out of Oklahoma. There's a place Western Kansas. There's a place in Nebraska. I've called several places to get prices, and I was going to have them for tonight, but didn't have time. But anyways, so put this all right.
Is there a way to secure them to keep them from walking away?
They'll be in the benched yard.
And I'd love to see him try to walk away with one of them.
Have you watched videos?
That's true. You're right.
I mean, technically.
They take old vehicles. So.
Yeah. No, they'll be stored in the township yard.
Okay.
And that's why the next meeting we'll talk about fencing some of the area, the new area off, so we can have a little more room for storage.
Where is the township building?
Between Tewakene and Indianola on Southwest 160th, north side of the road. And we have purchased, it was
0.9
acres, and they purchased 9.1 acres last year around the building. And so now we have 10 acres. But some of that was in case Dunlap Cemetery, in case we can't extend that, then we can actually put a cemetery behind the building. So that was their thoughts, and they did a good job doing that. Jeff actually bought the land ahead of time. So, and sold us the little parcel that we got. So, it's appreciated because we needed more space, big time.
How was that land paid for?
Yes, it was paid last month or last year.
So, all we were waiting on is Jeff and his wife to do some signing. And there's no doubt that they won't do that.
Yeah, we've already got the deed.
Okay. Right. Okay, back to culverts. This just gives us a supply to have on hand. Like I said, I'm going to drive around this weekend and make several notes on culverts that need to be replaced, upcoming road projects, chip seal projects, stuff like that. If we buy these in bulk, we get them for a better deal.
How do you know what sizes?
Well, there's a map at Butler County, and I can also call the engineer and have them do a water study for, like, say we're going to chip seal 159.3. I can call over there, and they'll give me a water study report on all the culverts that's supposed to be in that road. But for the culverts, say the one on 160th,
but what will you, how do you know what to, if you're going to buy them in bulk, how do you know what?
There's standard sizes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you just, you look at what is there, and it, and I know, you know, the road's pretty well and how much drainage comes to it. So if it needs to be a little bigger than the prior one, then I'll just order a little bit bigger. The two on 180th, one is a concrete one. And I was telling Michael, I think it's an old brown concrete, and they just poured concrete over it and put dirt over it. And now it's plug solid. There's no digging it out. And so, and the other one's a metal one. The one 160th there, that's the one that Terry had talked about. It's rusted out. It's done. And that one, the reason it says not to exceed $10,000, because that one's going to be pretty expensive, because we're going to do concrete.
And the problem with that is it went way farther than the road.
Mm-hmm. But if we go back with metal, we're going to be back in the same situation in 15 years. Or how long ago was that? It was between...
Which culvert?
The one that goes...
From the farm to the farm. From the farm to the pond.
By my barn. Rick Clark did it.
West of Prairie Creek?
East of Prairie Creek.
It's
west of Danny's.
Yeah, Danny's to the pond.
Oh, that was back when Rick was on.
Right.
In 2000 something.
Yeah.
So.
But it collapsed, and I had.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a horse fall in it.
Yeah, it wasn't done right there to start with.
Right.
So.
Break its leg.
You,
it could have so easy. I mean, it fell clear to its chest. Because it goes into...
Were you riding it?
No, I was leading it.
Well, at least you weren't riding
right.
I mean, not that you
right,
could have crushed
no.
it more, but you could have got hurt.
Huh?
The horse is safe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
I thought those metal ones were supposed to last 30 years or so.
The newer ones are supposed to. Them older ones, like that one's rusted out. You can see several spots where it's just about gone. And so, and we're going to chip seal that road. So, and we've already asphalted part. So more than likely we'll be asphalting after all chip seal's done. So there's no sense in doing it twice.
Yeah.
All right. So I make a motion to purchase multiple culverts needed for main roads, not to exceed $10,000. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Discussion? Vote? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote carries 3-0. Okay, item number 16. This culvert was taken out, I don't remember, I believe Rick was in office and never has been put back. And so, she has had her entrance there for, she just told me, 14 years, 15 years. And so we just need to get a culvert in there for, because every time it rains, it washes out.
What?
We moved it off the corner.
What road?
Yeah, where?
It's on Tewakene, just north of 180th.
Yeah, I know. About the middle of the section.
Well, no, it's not quite a quarter mile.
Down in the dip.
It's,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, anyways, it just washes out. There's no culvert there, so we just need to take care of it for her. So I make a motion to purchase a culvert for Kim Tapoya. Do I have a second? Oh, before I do that, I'll restart. I make a motion to purchase a culvert for Kim Tapoya not to exceed $650.
Second.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Item number 17, consider retaining Cook CPA as township accountant. I believe they were getting new software.
Yeah, they're upgrading their software. Basically.
Upgrading their software, yeah. And they wanted to know if we'd still be using them, so we're just covered in the meeting. We're being transparent with everybody. I make a motion to retain Cook CPA as our township accountant. Do I have a second?
I second.
Discussion? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right. Do you guys have anything? Yes, sir.
I live in the Newts edition.
Okay.
North of, it's between 143rd and 141st, or 140th.
I'm sorry, can I ask your name?
Kent Havers.
I'm sorry?
Kent Havers.
Havers.
H-U-R-S-T.
Thank you.
And here, probably 3 years ago, they put asphalt reclaiming down. And
we were actually the very first test run, and I was told by somebody who worked on that project that I believe it's 4 inches is what the recommendation is to make it work, and they tried 2 inches on Carla Road to see how it went, and we have hardly any traffic. There's five houses.
On
now,
Carla Road.
People cut in the rest of Newt's edition, they would cut once it was paved, they would cut through our drive to get to there since it was paved, but it's clear down to gravel now. There's no reclaimings at all. And the rest of Newt's edition is, that, to give them credit, they have tried to come and patch the holes, but now the patched holes are there, and then the rest of the road is gravel. Like, it's
right.
An absolute mess.
I've been down several of those, and it is an issue, and we've talked about, and I'm still waiting for Leroy to call me back, because I asked about borrowing their BOMAG and getting rid of those millings, and going.
The ones that are on Carla, which is only, block,
some of them
long.
Got hard, some of them don't.
Yeah, ours does not.
It just depends on where the sun hits them. That's where they get hard and how much.
And it's not graded because on the website it shows that it's a completed project. So we're just potholes everywhere now. I mean, there's no millings at all.
Right.
I mean, we're down to dirt. And when it rained, it was a mud.
The thing is, the rest of the addition, they put the millings down and kind of packed down. But for some reason on Carla Road, they didn't set up like asphalt. It's just like gravel.
Right.
So it's all gone, and it's just horrible.
Right.
When you're driving around this weekend.
I will. I've been down it once, and the asphalt millings are, they were a start, but there's just no binder in them.
No.
I mean, unless you got hot sun and just the right amount there, you see how they get hard in certain spots. In certain spots, they just turn to nothing,
yes.
Mush. And so, yes, we are looking at milling those under. And then,
and even if you can just get it graded, like the potholes are
right.
We drive like that.
Right.
My teenage daughter
right.
says, I'm not driving all over the road. Like, one of these days you're going to fall in the pothole and you're going to ruin a tire. So.
I will take a look and see what we can do to fix it until then. I mean, if I could bring rock in and, grade it up, rock it, and be done with it for a little while, then
okay.
That's what we'll get done.
Thank you.
You bet. Anybody else?
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to mill something over. You know, if you think of it holistically, every 6 miles, we have a brand new grader. We have all the heavy pieces of equipment for every township. Now, this is just a thought, but, Richland and Rose Hill and Pleasant, they all go together. We have Rose Hill actually includes Richland on one side and then Pleasant on the other. And then within the city, they actually have another precinct, a voting precinct called, I think they just call it Rose Hill proper. But my point being, all these townships invest literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment. And Richland folks are part of our community. Maybe we could just think about a way that we could combine services, and once we establish how much of the township grader is used, then every time the township grader would be used, you'd have to log in, like a laptop, to drive it down the road and appropriately be billed according to what grader. Now, I understand people want to throw rocks at these ideas that sound like, oh my God, we don't want to lose our little kingdom and our power and all that, but if you think about how much is used for every 6 miles,
right,
we have all this equipment, and
they
don't
did that.
Need a hauling rock truck every day.
They did that over there at Douglas and the one north of Douglas Township.
Well,
they have
right.
one.
Well,
they have one guy in 12 miles.
Well, and it's just something to think about how it could be done.
Are you asking because you're part of Richland now?
No, actually, I'm looking at some land in Pleasant Township.
Okay.
So who knows where I'll be in 5 or 6 yeah. months? But
no, it's actually been something that a lot of people have brought up.
Well, I don't think it would be a control issue, and I don't think that we would have to vote on it so that we would eliminate any spots. It would be a mutual agreement between the township boards, with each retaining their own board and their own power, if we can figure out how we can
work together
equivocally.
Yeah,
we've had this discussion before.
Who fixes it when it breaks?
Well, and that's why you'd have to establish a log on of some kind when you get in that grader, because it would have to be billed proportionately.
Well, the other problem would be when we have the opportunity to have Mother Nature give us the water.
Right.
Everybody wants it.
Or we do like they did over
time.
There, and I get my brother to run down there, and we just put them together.
Yeah.
That's what the McClure's.
I don't know that it would be bad idea to have 2 graders. I'm thinking that maybe, and 2 trucks. I'm thinking other things that, you know, maybe
right.
we got the high power motor, somebody else has the big
right, work together. I think you guys just worked together on a culvert project, didn't you? So.
For the most part.
Do you guys have any ideas about what you think of that idea? Is that just something that's...
We can discuss it later.
Yeah, I have thought about it, and, you know, Jeff down there, their right-hand man down there has talked to me. A lot of people have suggested... Because Richland wants their roads chip sealed.
Well, and
so
that's another thing. You're going to be chip sealing more and more roads.
Right.
So.
But yes, it is something that we can talk about
Richland,
more often and think about. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay.
Well, it was a great job, guys. Never seen it go so fast with the new board, so.
Call this meeting
adjourned.
Yeah,
I've been here a while.